This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is releasing anxiety about what tomorrow holds. And usually I try to start my week off strong, but I tend to focus outside of myself. I will say I'm going to make it to the gym more often, or I will procrastinate less. This week, in an effort to start strong, I am thinking about those things that I need to release both emotionally and spiritually. And one point is that I'm working on a couple of projects and I'm very preoccupied and anxious with how things are going to turn out. And with that, I can live a lot in the future. I'm already playing 6 months, 8 months, a year out in my mind as to whether they're going to materialize according to my prayers or whether things might even just blow up. And so I have to reel that in. And I can remember being in a conversation with a friend once, and she said, Suzette, ultimately you want to stay in the present, but if you must go out, try not to go out further than 90 days with your projections, because in that window of time, you never know how God can turn a situation around despite how things might look today, right? And I always never forgot that, and I always thought about that her 90-day rule. So I'm going to think about that this week, along with the scripture Matthew 6:34. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. There it is again. Stay in the present and know that God has your tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow when I will still be talking about some of those changes that I need to make on the inside, recognizing my work is really an inside job. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.